Hello, this is Elisa DiLorenzo with One Extraordinary Marriage, and we're in week zero, laying the foundation. This video is all about the About Me worksheets. And these worksheets were designed because every single one of you that comes into marriage does so with expectations and your own personal understanding of what marriage is. You've had people that you've seen, be it your own parents, aunts and uncles, teachers, friends, family, other family members, who have modeled marriage to you, who have said things about marriage to you, and you've taken all of this information in over the years and formed your own idea of what marriage looks like and how husbands and wives relate to one another and how they handle their household responsibilities and take care of one another. And oftentimes, couples get married not fully understanding exactly how all of that information that they've received, how all of that plays out into what's going on in their own marriage now. And so what I want to do is go over these sections with you so that as you go through them, you understand why it's so important. I'm not going to go over every single question, but highlight some of the ones that are going to maybe require a little more time and thought from you. The very first section, obviously, we got to start where it all began with your parents and your family. You know, what you saw modeled in how your parents related to one another, how they talked to one another, how they were affectionate or not affectionate with one another, all plays out in what you do in your own marriage. And it has not just what you do, but on your understanding of what marriage and what married life looks like. So you're gonna answer the questions that are gonna talk about how you watched your parents relate to one another. And I want you, even on question two, to take the time to describe your parents' marriage, what it looked like to you. I think a lot of you will be surprised that as you start to really reflect on your marriage, your parents' marriage, or the marriage of those people that were closest to you that raised you, you'll start to see some trends that are playing out in your marriage now. After that are all questions. They're yes or no, just circle. I mean, we try and make Rescue My Marriage Today as simple as possible for you. But it's talking about things like affection and expressing love. It's talking about things like being disciplinarian or controlling. Talking about money or not, struggling with money. If they did, you know, did they pray together? Did they go to church together? Did they discuss sex or not? Did they talk to you about sex? You know, some parents, you know, can talk to each other or hint or have innuendo, but they can't even talk to their kids about it. You know, did your parents spend time with kids or did they do their own thing? You know, the other group of people that you need to look at are the other role models. Who are those other adults in your life growing up? You know, maybe it was a church youth leader. Maybe it was the neighbors next door. Maybe it was a school teacher. Every single adult that you had contact with while you were growing up, that you had any exposure to their relationships with, had an impact on your understanding of marriage. And these role models, whether it was functional or dysfunctional, good or bad, doesn't matter to me which word you use. What matters to me is that through these worksheets, you gain a better understanding of how what you've learned and what you've seen and the messages that you've received growing up are now impacting how you treat your spouse, the beliefs that you have about marriage that may be challenging your relationship right now. And so we can use all of that information and uncover these things to make your marriage now better than it ever was. So you need to look at those other role models. You need to look at what's been the influence in your marriage on media and TV. What have you seen? I mean, you know, there's a whole genre of movies out there called, you know, chick flicks, you know, with the happily ever after. You know, maybe you thought marriage was going to be happily ever after and wrapped up in, you know, 90-minute bites. Marriage does not ever wrap up in a 90-minute, you know, movie or a 30-minute sitcom. It doesn't. We live lives that are on 24/7. And so how has that media influence impacted what you've seen or what you've thought about marriage? How about your friends? Let's face it, our friends, when they're grumbling about their own relationships or when they're telling us how wonderful it is, we take in those pieces of information and store those. I had one coaching client who was struggling in a dating relationship because friends have said for many, many years, oh, marriage is hard, you know, it's miserable, it's all these kinds of things. And this was a person that was having trouble committing now because all of those messages about how bad marriage was made them hesitate on whether or not they actually even wanted to enter into a marriage relationship. Those are the types of influences you have to be aware of. And then the last section of this worksheet talks about how all of those expectations and knowledge have come to play out in your own marriage. So I want you to spend some time thinking about where you've been most surprised in marriage, about the dynamic of your relationship, about things that you weren't expecting. Then the second question is, how has marriage exceeded your expectations? All of that knowledge, all of those exposure to role models and things that you've had, they've given you kind of this base of where you think marriage is going to be. But I want to know how your marriage has exceeded your expectations. How has it gone above and beyond what you thought was possible? The third question is, it says, I didn't expect to be faced with blank in my marriage. So while marriage has exceeded your expectations in some areas, there have probably been other areas that you are surprised that you're having to deal with. And I want you to answer in that question what you've been surprised. And then the last question is, I wish that I had known about or that someone had told me about blank before I got married. Yeah, for Tony, it was probably, I wish somebody had told me that Elisa was going to be a piler for all the days of our marriage. And by piler, I mean, he means I have piles of stuff all around the house. Or that there were going to be days, I wish somebody had told me that there were going to be days that I wasn't going to feel so loving towards my spouse, that it wasn't always going to be this happy, rah-rah, I love you more and more every day. There are some days that Tony and I don't like each other, because we've made decisions that have hurt each other, we've disappointed each other. You know, those are the types of things that when it happens the first time, you're thinking, where did this come from? But understanding those things that surprise you, understanding those things that you wish you had known, allows you to go back and say, okay, where am I missing information? Where do I need to become more knowledgeable, maybe about my spouse, maybe about relationships, maybe about, you know, different skills in relationship, communication, intimacy, initiating sex, finances, whatever it is. As you've worked through this sheet on learning more about you, it's going to equip you to look at yourself and say, where do I need more? And that's what we're going to be providing for you in Rescue My Marriage today. So thank you for taking time to watch this video. I'll see you on the next one.